Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Your eyes have it. And you have Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Welcome back. Every segment, once a week, what I like to do is have the Wizard of Eyes asking the wizard. I look through different brochures, journals, and I receive a lot of emails each week, and I thought it'd be interesting to share some of these, some of which come from our peers, with all of you. You never know what's going to be interesting, informative, or perhaps even transformative. An article came out about the majority of young people suffering from digital eye strain. Yeah, texting too much, computer work, not taking breaks. Well, they came up with some numbers, and we don't know how valid they are, but I'll share them with you. It comes from the Vision Council. People in their 20s, 87%, use two or more devices simultaneously, and 73% showed symptoms of digital eye strain. I'm not quite sure what that is, whether it's tiredness, dryness, tearing, or getting more nearsighted with age. People in their 30s, the percentage has dropped to 67. 40s, they don't change much. 50s, it's still nearly 65% reporting digital eye strain from close work with electronics. And it's still 53% with people they surveyed 60 and older. Well, it's really important to know how many people they surveyed, but obviously the trend is there. Their suggestion was a program called the 20-20-20 rule. For 20 minutes on, do 20 seconds off, and do that every 20 minutes. So take a break every 20 minutes. For 20 seconds, look straight ahead, straighten the eyes. All of this comes on the heel of the revelation that our young people around the world are getting more nearsighted, especially if they're in urban areas. For instance, 42% of American youths are nearsighted. Approximately 40% of Eskimo children, now that they've moved inside, are nearsighted or have myopia. 50% of people who enlist in the Swedish military, 17 and 18-year-olders, are nearsighted because they take down all of these metrics. 61% of high school graduates in Germany are nearsighted, where those that leave after ninth grade, only 29% are. And lastly, Taiwan, which has kept records, is 93% of Taiwanese youth are nearsighted. Well, let's go to the back of the eye and something a little different. Not only are we going to talk statistics, we'll talk about helping people who are blind. Retinitis pigmentosa is a gradual, progressive disease that knocks out vision first in one eye then the other. Approximately 4,000 people in the UK have it. Well, a guy named Dr. John Rycroft in Cardiff, Wales. Actually, he worked on someone from Cardiff, Wales with this retinitis pigmentosa problem and fitted the person with quote unquote a bionic eye. Well, the bionic eye is actually sutured in the eye and provides a new retina. Interestingly enough, this has been worked on for quite a while and now is becoming available even in the United States. Simultaneously, we're doing stem cells. Stem cells mean an injection of your own bone marrow stem cells, either in or around the eyes or intravenous, and which will allow the regrowth of retinal cells into the normal place that they have died off in the back of the eye. We previously had Drs. Levy and Weiss on, who are doing this actively in Tampa, Florida. And soon it will become available and not just in the test stage. A 65-year-old person who has macular degeneration can have hope that there's going to be something to reverse it. I had a patient with bilateral optic nerve disease. He was told nothing could be done. However, his vision was 20/60 and 20/70, which is not terrible. And so this is very much amenable to the future of stem cells. So whether we have the option of a bionic disc placed in the eye on top of the retina, or whether we have an injection of your own cells. There are new options for people with long-standing severe disease. I saw a 4-year-old child who came in with a rash around the eye. There were a string of little pustules, like a little line about 2 inches long, underneath the eye. This represents primary herpes simplex infection of type 1. That's the lip and eye type of herpes, and is eminently treatable. It's interesting to know that if you've ever had a fever blister, eyelid lesion, or even a cornea lesion, 1 out of 4 people will get recurrences, so it's always worth having an antiviral on hand. But better than that, limit your nuts and chocolate, be moderate, and take lysine 500 milligrams. Person came in and told me they can't see in the dark. 52-year-old carpenter, excellent vision, normal eye exam, you shrug your shoulders. Well, turns out he's an alcoholic and has a localized vitamin A deficiency. 1 month of 25,000 IU of vitamin A, and bang, his vision at night was better. Vision in the dark is a very interesting biomarker for how good your vision is. Can you really recover from headlights in 5 minutes? If not, you should be thinking of supplements, or more lutein, or more spinach, etc. But I have created iComplex CS, iComplex CS from iComplexCS.com, with 23 ingredients just for that problem. And within a week, you'll notice you can recover quickly from glare and dark adaptation. A 50-year-old person told me his mom had a retinal hemorrhage at age 80, and he doesn't want to suffer from that. Well, there's more than just genetics that go into what's going to happen to you. So certainly taking care of your eyes with the usual items of blocking UV light, adequate nutrition, lifestyle, and whatever spiritual news or transformation you need just to keep you happy, feeling good about yourself, and engendering that placebo effect. Interesting person came to my attention who had a melanoma in one eye, a choroidal melanoma. Historically, people had their eye removed. There's now chemotherapy, even intra-arterial chemotherapy, entered through the leg vein and all the way up into the eye. But this person happened to be on radiation and had a Chinese herb called Tian Shi, which decreased the radiation products. Her vision was still 20/25. So there is a fusion of East and West wherever possible, and you never know what grave prognoses can be better. Dry eye symptoms are often confused with being undercorrected. So some dry eyes are either too much staring or not the right glasses. So having a regular eye exam is always useful. In our particular offices, what we do is we measure the eye with a laser device. We have a refraction by one of our technicians, and then one of our doctors does the refraction. So you have 3 shots to get it right, instead of just one time in terms of dealing with something that's going to be expensive in terms of buying the glasses, as well as alter your perspective of the world. That's our goal, not altering your perspective of the world. Being wise, making good decisions. There's so many other questions about cross eyes, chelation, macular pucker. Can they use eye drops and take pills at the same time? Obviously, yes, etc. Even news about new light bulbs that are going to change the way light bulbs work and make them much more efficient without the UV component. So I look forward to asking the wizard every segment once a week and appreciate the opportunity to share these ideas with you. Feel free to share them with me.